Well, let me ask you again. Do you consider yourself, with what you practice, evil or good?
Well, I consider myself to be above that, because the dichotomy is something that's necessary of our evolution. And the master, if you master this, you rise above it. It's, think of Gandhi sleeping with a virgin. He wakes up every day, and the virgins remain intact. In other words, we can rise. He rose above his biology. We as a human race are supposed to rise above and climb on to the next rung spiritually. We're not supposed to stay in one place. There is no absolute truth. The fact that we're still clinging on to an ancient religion, you remember the Christians took a perfectly good mythology of the triad, the Egyptians with Horus and so on. Mithras was born on December 25. He was born of the virgin birth. Ishtar was the original virgin as she was depicted. And so we see that today as the Virgin Mary. They took a perfectly good mythology and they made it literal. When you make these things literal, then you're in trouble. That marks the end of an era for your religion. There's no way that we can resurrect this, because today there's too much spiritual truth. And what we did in order to ensure this is we've been working diligently, changing paradigms, changing the collective source of information. Carl Jung's collective unconscious has been manipulated to such a degree that you're going to see social change. An example was when we started messing, my magicians, I have at least 113 magicians working with me now. We are all working together as a unit. What we've done this year as an experiment is we messed with the archangels, the four archangels, and how they interrelate. As a result, you have the war on Christmas. And one of the things that to validate this, you see all the hanging Santas and things like that in the news. That was my work. We called for people protest the mindless consumerism, and they did it. And, of course, that, a lot of people listening to this now will remember that in your news. And, of course, that's my work. And you're also seeing people trying to take Christ out of Christmas. We did that. That's the result of our work, and that's just the beginning of the end of Christianity for this year.
Are you proud of this, Aaron?
I'm happy that we're changing, and I'm always proud. I am a Luciferian. I'm happy that we're climbing the rung, and for those who don't want to climb, they will be left behind. They don't have a future spiritually. It's not right for me to force a Christian or anyone else to climb the ladder. They've got to do the work themselves. And that's just one of the many changes you're going to see. There's also a worldwide socialist movement amongst young people. You're going to begin to see in the news, in American politics, in 2006 and beyond. This is something that no one's talking about. This coincides with a new type of mythology, a new type of spirituality. This coincides with the Luciferian movement the world over. There is a grand socialist movement throughout Europe, throughout South America, throughout the Asias. If you look at Asia now, they don't really want more communism, but they don't want capitalism. What they want is moderation.
And Aaron, you sound like you could be the Antichrist, for crying out loud.
I am Antichrist. I'm not the Antichrist. Our group, we consider ourselves proudly as Antichrist. This is a good thing. Nietzsche called himself Antichrist. And if you understand what that really means, it means, of course, that we are part of the new man, the homo novus, the new man, the man that is a result of the one world order that we're pushing for. We want a one world government. We require a one human race with diversity that we celebrate from a one source. That way we can efficiently allocate resources as they are dwindling on our dying planet. We can allocate resources. We can't afford capitalism on this planet. Capitalism, you're going to see the beginning of the end of capitalism right here in 2000.
I'm going to have you knock off some quick predictions, because
okay,
we've only got 3 minutes left. What do you see real fast for 2006?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, when I look at 2007, he's not going to be the next governor of California. Concerning Mabus, H5N1, it will mutate eventually. However, it's a slow burn. You're going to see a little bit of this happening in the end of 2006, and it'll begin to start affecting poultry in the United States in 2006. And in 2007, of course, is when it starts killing more and more humans. It is now killing humans, and it will mutate eventually. I see it killing less than 10% of the total population. That's not really very much, but it is definitely a pandemic. And it's coming. Get ready for it.
You see wars?
Of course, wars? I see wars. I see a possibility of a world war, but not 2006. Now, you want to look at some data that I looked at that concerns possible terrorist attack. This is very, very important because this is validated by at least 13 different other viewers and other people practicing TAN as I teach it. I don't practice remote viewing anymore because it's dead. Remote viewing is dead. There's a more accurate thing that you can do now. You can get more accurate information. I want to put an end to what terrorists are thinking right now. The terrorists did not hit us this year because they were expecting Katrina as a sign of Allah for them to take out our financial institutions through higher gas prices and so on.
That is true. They believe that's what happened to
us. Yes, and that, so they are going to hit us because we're coming back financially. And the way they're going to do it, right now they're targeting a LNG tanker. This is a liquefied natural gas system that is almost impossible to protect. You take an airplane, you slam into this thing, and you have to remember that these LNG tankers, average, you might have 135,000 cubic meters of gas.
When and where?
Equivalent to 7/10 of a megaton of TNT, or is actually equivalent to about 55 Hiroshima bombs.
When and where?
Well, we're not going to. This is not for public. This is actually going somewhere, and we're going to put an end to this. But I want the public to be aware. This is what I'm allowed to talk about. I want to be aware that this is a viable target, damage to our environment. I don't like that. And so we're going to put an end to this. Be aware of it and understand its risks. And when you study this, you should be very much afraid.
How about a date?
This is what terrorists are going to hit this year. This is a big story in 2006. Only we want to stop it. I hope that I'm wrong. I want to be wrong on this one. If I want you to know that that we need to pay attention to these LNG tankers because they're moving targets, they're moving bombs, and when they go up your city, if you're near it, like in the Boston area, I'm not saying that's where it is, but for example, we have tankers, you know, going near that harbor, near the Boston Harbor, and I'm going to tell you what, if that hits there, a lot of people are going to die. The environment's going to suffer. We don't want this to happen. And there's a group of terrorists right now, and we're watching you, and we're going to get you. We're going to stop you from doing this.